Dude, go for it. It's water.
You got the Brita filter too.
But whatever you want. Maybe like really cold water.
Just like the sparkling.
There's one with cherry. Is that the cherry one? Yeah. You like the cherry? You've never had it before?
I've never had a cherry, no.
It's actually pretty good.
It's subtle too. Like it's almost sweet, but it isn't gross.
I was having that conversation with somebody at work earlier, like
about virginity or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, and like why there's some sort of mythos about why it's so good to get that.
You mean to have a virgin?
Yeah, I don't think it's actually.
It's probably from
it's inexperience. It's pain. It's
no, no.
It's
but think guilt. About it. Think about it historically.
I don't want to.
No, but back in the day, it would mean more likely that it's not diseased. That would be the only advantage. It's quote, and then you add the religious stuff, so it's pure.
Is this recording?
Literally and figuratively. So it makes perfect sense why it would be cut.
The Muslim thing is what bothers me, because they're all psyched about getting 70 virgins. But then
72, right?
Whatever it is. So that means they get to bang 72 times, and after that they're like, these virgins are all used up. What do they do with the rest of their time in paradise?
You ration.
Rationed for eternity?
Yeah. You divide it up over eternity.
Or the idea is that once they belong to you, then so what?
They're not virgins anymore after you tap that.
Yeah, either. But they're still yours, so like it doesn't really matter. So what are you gonna do? Count it as sloppy seconds on yourself?
This is International Women's Day.
This is International Women's Day.
In honor of St. Patrick's Day, which is going to be happening pretty soon.
Yeah. What do we do with the St. Patrick's?
We cracked open the Leprechaun series here. Oh. Is it a septology? No, wait, no, that's for seven. Right?
How many are there?
There's six.
Hell if I know.
That's a hexology, I think.
It's a hexology.
Yeah. The Leprechaun hexology. Warwick Davis.
Wants his gold. Wants the gold.
Well, but even before, when he has his gold at the very beginning, they show his lair, his little go down the stairs, DuckTales, druid, scary place. He's sitting there looking at his gold, which is in a pot, because it's supposed to be a pot of gold, right?
Right.
And he sings this little limerick about how, you know, if people steal it from him, he's going to kill them, basically.
Before the night is over.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, well, you've got the gold now, like, Zach was making some points about like the subtext here. Just
being content with what you have.
Yeah, being content. Yeah. And then the greed and the idea of like, well, once you've got what you want,
it's a parable.
Then you're just going to spend your whole time worrying about people trying to take it from you. And then you just get in this weird loop. It's like if you had a really hot girlfriend and then like you're just going to constantly be thinking guys
guarding
are,
her?
Yeah, thinking guys are
that
eyeballing.
That would have been a much more interesting movie.
Eyeballing her or something.
Leprechaun's hot girlfriend. And she's
just the fourth one.
And that's what he gave his soul for?
And she's just a whore. And he's like, I can't believe this.
And Ozzy's like,
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Ozzy swallows her. Accidentally. I'm trying to see if she's real.
So, you get the opening. O'Grady comes back in a limo.
So, the whole thing where he says they won't live the night is already false because he doesn't kill O'Grady.
Well, O'Grady outsmarts him. O'Grady goes to Ireland. He's got, you know, the power of the lore. He understands what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done. He catches the leprechaun.
Very stereotypical. Very prejudicial.
Prejudicial?
Yeah.
You don't think maybe...
He's a stereotype. Totally a stereotype. Hey, listen to this.
Rolling rock.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So, O'Grady shows up. He's stoked. He tells his woman... Hey, guess what? We're only going to stay in the shithole a little bit longer.
He drives a limo, like, what must have been, like, 1,000 miles to get to this place. Because there's no limo. Like,
he drives it across the sea from Ireland back to their farmstead in
Kansas. Joe drives it.
But how did he get the money for all this stuff? Because he didn't spend any of the gold.
Yeah, no, he sent himself some gold, but I'm guessing that he...
He
took a loan out on the gold, probably.
He borrowed against the gold.
He borrowed against the gold.
But he just got all the money he already had.
knowing that he could.
He probably got some inheritance from his dead mom.
But he had a
You're right, because there was the 100 pieces. So how? So
he got the inheritance from his dead mom, probably, because that's what he
probably,
was in Ireland.
I want
in,
facts.
He was in Ireland.
I want facts, not speculation.
You
about
really
Leprechaun.
Want like a whole scene where it's like in New York and the guy's like, Mr. O'Grady, here's the
affair. Are you sure you really want to?
You want to watch the probate?
Are you sure you really want to liquefy all your assets? And he's like, you don't understand. I got the gold.
Right.
But I would have immediately turned the
like a
around.
6 month probate to, for, with his mom and being dead.
If you so if you would have just got the gold and then instantly like sold it to somebody, even for like 10 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, and then the gold is in their hands.
Yeah, because then you have tons of money, and then you wouldn't have a leprechaun going after you, unless the leprechaun like maybe goes back up the chain.
Like, yeah, you have to. It's like killing a. You got to kill the lead vampire to kill all the vampires he turned.
So even if you don't have the, but he like. When Anderson gave him back the gold at the end, spoiler alert, he didn't. He just kissed her and like said thank you.
He didn't. Yeah, and then he took like 14 minutes to count it, and he was like, then he was like naming like which one was his favorite. He's like, oh, 97, you're my, I love you so much, and he's like kissing him. All
he covers it.
And stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He's been alive for 600 years, and his only friend has been this gold.
He traded his soul for
the
gold.
Which shows. I mean, he's tenacious, he's ingenuitive about certain things,
right?
And yet he was stupid enough to trade his soul for gold that he doesn't do anything with.
Who are you to say that?
It gives him magic powers.
It's his choice.
He gets
gives
gold
him magic
and
power
magic
to do
powers.
What?
He can like make doors close. Do we ever see that he has a life outside of not hunting down his gold?
He's a perfect mimic.
Yeah, but he doesn't do that stuff when he has his gold because he's happy and content.
Well, maybe he does, like a cocktail party. He's like
he doesn't go to cocktail parties. He lives in under a tree stump.
He like probably does like a killer Dudley Moore impression and stuff.
Jeez,
he could probably do a better Sean Connery than you.
Probably,
Womack.
Yeah, he's like Womack.
Yeah, he's a pretty good mimic.
Why did you do a poor impression of Leprechaun doing an impression of Sean?
Because I just watched Willow, and I'm doing Willow a little bit too much. I think that that's the actual prequel to Leprechaun. I think that
you're going to try to make it all into one thing.
I think it's one thing. I think that he goes off and has his adventure, starts to learn magic, and then at some point
he becomes
his time being a farmer in the village. You know,
points.
He gets sick of Kaya and just decides.
And his backstory is that
Ian's right though. It's not just greed about wanting some money or some gold. It's like he's magic.
Yeah, but we don't know from this movie at least. That he does anything with his time when he has his gold other than sit there and, like, pet it. What kind of life is that? So maybe Ian's right. He really wants people to get his gold so we can go do something.
He does. It's a weird, vicious cycle. Once you have what you want...
You want people to steal it from you so you can hunt them down.
You want people
them.
To challenge it. You need to demonstrate your superiority and your deservingness of this thing all
then
the
he
time.
Should have traded his soul for something else.
Hot chick.
Nah,
the hot girlfriend
that
thing.
Only lasts for so long,
right? Well, no, but he could have used like enchanted magic powers.
70 hot girlfriends.
Oh, see, we're coming 72. Back around to that now, huh?
They're gonna put a jihad on you for this.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Did you get a jihad before? Do they issue a fatwa on you?
Fatwa. Come after me.
The Iranians issued a fatwa on you back in what 86.
When I was five?
Yeah.
The Ayatollah?
A five to
Ayatollah, yeah. He was issuing fatwas left and right. He heard about you, and he was just like, you know what, let's write one up for this kid, too.
They had, like, a formal procedure with, like, paperwork.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
And then they usually find out that you have one against you when they stab it into your corpse and then leave it there.
Like all the red tape?
Yeah. That's what happened with Theo Van Gogh.
Or it says, like, it was tails. Yeah.
It was Tails, yeah. It's good. Yeah, just like, what's his name?
Roadhouse.
What's his name?
So who Garrett? Who between Chucky and Leprechaun? They both regenerate.
Okay, one uses voodoo magic that he learned, like, kind of tangentially.
One of them is voiced by Brad Dourif.
Yeah.
And the other one is voiced by the actor who plays him, so that's superiority.
That's
right
true,
there.
Yeah. Like, that's incarnate.
Who plays Chucky?
The little doll that moves around? I think that's
it's
an animatronic.
No.
It's too small to be a
they
person.
They have somebody running around in there.
No,
sometimes.
it's like 9 inches tall.
No.
It's like
No. He's as big as the My Buddy doll. That's what it came from. The My Buddy doll was like this tall.
That couldn't be a person though.
What about Mini-Me? Mini-Me's legs were like that tall though. What about Josie?
I mean, maybe they use some trickery and they do have like a little person.
It's an anime.
I swear to you, there are some shots where they have somebody playing it.
And it's possible, but like they're using forced perspective stuff or something to make that work because the actual like height of the.
What about the little dude who plays in R2-D2?
Kenny Baker?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the pictures of him next to Warwick Davis? Warwick Davis was very... He's alive. He is very small for a little person. He's like shorter than...
Kenny Baker is?
Yeah. No.
Warwick Davis is,
yeah.
Okay.
Baker was like this much taller than him.
Like half a foot?
I say was. They're all still alive.
I think Baker's still alive.
Yeah. He still plays R2-D2.
That's right. He did for a bit. The guy who built R2-D2 just died, though.
Anakin?
Anakin built C-3PO.
Oh, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, they never explained who built R2-D2. Hopefully we get a prequel movie, R2-D2 heavy.
Well, speaking of prequels, we need to watch Leprechaun Origins. But Ian didn't
We've already watched Leprechaun.
You don't want to start at the beginning.
We've already covered this.
Yeah, we need to know.
It's not
You didn't. No, canon. You didn't cover it.
It's non-canon.
You
didn't
go through
company.
great detail to tell me exactly what happens in Leprechaun Origins.
Seth's explained it to you
on
the podcast.
He gave me Cliff's Notes.
Leprechaun Origins is a lot like... I think you just kind of have to see it for yourself.
Don't worry about it.
I don't want to sit through a WWE
They took Hornswoggle and they wrapped him in like a latex blanket and poured...
A flesh tuxedo.
And poured a bunch of like plaster of Paris on him and then had him run around and terrorize a bunch of kids.
Does he kill anyone?
He kills a couple of them. I think he kills everybody.
Is this supposed to be connected to these movies?
I don't think so. I don't think that it's... I mean, the WCW...
It is called Leprechaun Origins.
Right.
Like, just it's so the beginning of the series.
Maybe it's a reboot.
It's a reboot, for sure. But they didn't...
Then they should have called it Leprechaun The New Blood or something.
They should have, yeah. Or Leprechaun Redemption.
The New Class.
Yeah, the college years.
So you're telling me there's TNA in the following ones.
Yeah, there's a pretty good a good bit of sort of humorous, gratuitous nudity in the second one.
All right.
It involves a lawnmower.
And we didn't watch that one. Why?
Because we watched one.
Oh, that's right. That's gross.
We're watching two. Two actually takes place on St. Patrick's. Two has the most hilarious scene in the whole series, as far as I'm concerned. I have not seen either of the hoods. They might be chock-o-block comedy gold, but for my money, I think.
Well, these aren't funny. They're scary. They're horror movies.
They are pretty frightening, yes.
It's just scary.
Like when he's on the roller skates and he goes through the fence.
And it's all like sped up and stuff.
Uh-huh.
No, I think it was originally marketed as a horror movie, but it was like so comedic that like
once the first few slashers came out, all the sequels were like all super tongue in cheek in almost all the cases. Maybe not like the
Jason
Friday
movies.
The 13th ones.
Pretty much they kind of
but
were.
The like all the Nightmare on Elm Streets were just jokes. Like they were all,
but there was still creepy shit.
Yeah,
that whole conceit of the dream thing is always going to be disturbing. But I mean, like
maybe
in
to
in,
a baby
in eight Jason reasons, and that's pretty scary. He comes out of the water.
The candy air?
And he looks around and he's like, no, that's when they go to Manhattan.
Oh, I guess you said reasons and that's all I can
do. Not the candy. No, no. I mean, like, he uses reason. Like, he's like, you know, he's like, he's been reading John Locke at the bottom of the lake.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was. No.
Jason? Like, oh.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Mess with me.
No, it's in his little cabin thing that he has in the woods. They find like a bunch of.
He finds Gravity's Rainbow down at the bottom of the lake. He's just sitting there reading it until somebody calls him back up.
Uh huh. So in this Leprechaun movie, you've got
Leprechaun.
Leprechaun 1.
Not the origins.
Not the origins. No, it's just a pretty straightforward story. You know, he wants his gold.
It's a siege movie. It's kind of like the Iliad.
Very
similar to the Iliad.
I wouldn't say where do you see the Trojan horse.
So Paris of Troy gets the gold,
right?
Which is Helen,
right?
Takes it back to the farmhouse, right?
Right.
And then Agamemnon and the Greeks,
right?
Which is the Leprechaun comes back to get it.
Magically infused with great warrior powers,
yeah,
like,
just like in the
like
Iliad.
Achilles, yeah.
Are you guys following me?
I follow it. I've read the Iliad.
Yeah.
I read the Odyssey, too. That's kind of what the second one's about.
I can't read.
You can't read. Not even like James Patterson?
I don't know what that is.
He wrote Castle.
Dan Brown.
The show Castle?
He writes the show Castle. No, I don't know about it.
No, he doesn't. It's written by
What is happening on Castle these days?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
They're married, right? They're married with children?
I don't know. I don't watch it. Is it
why
on
you,
TV
why
still?
Do you lie to the listeners?
The listeners?
You pretend like there was no Rizzoli and Isles.
I watched the first few episodes of it.
Before we hit the record button, he's like talking about Castle like nonstop. Yeah. Can't shut it up. And then they hit the record. He's like, what?
Castle? What is that? Is that a show about a castle?
Yeah.
Are you guys watching the new... Remember how you liked that show Kings and it got canceled?
Seth liked
So there's
that
a
show.
New one on ABC called... Called
Kings about?
Called it was Kings the, and Prophets.
Oh,
and
Lovejoy?
It's,
yeah, I had Lovejoy, yeah. And
and this one, it's on ABC. Yeah, but it's set back then. But it's supposed to be kind of like Game of Thrones eyes,
right?
And so it's like actually extremely bloody and violent. But it's on ABC. I think it started airing tonight. I thought for sure you would have been watching it.
Oh my god,
I'm doing this.
That's true.
Sacrificed
a lot.
It'll be on Hulu. You can watch it on Hulu.
I'm not gonna do that.
Ray Winstone is Saul. King Saul.
That's good.
Yeah,
I guess they have to add some credibility, some British credibility.
Right.
Lovejoy's going to be in the new season of Game of Thrones, apparently, though.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So that
he
might
plays a leprechaun.
Yeah.
I think I'm like two seasons behind on that. You kept telling me. Mark
yeah, I'm too behind.
I'm behind too. Yeah.
I haven't watched five yet, and six is about to come out.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. I usually don't start the new season or the a season until it's like almost behind because it's HBO, and that's always the way it is.
Jennifer Aniston was in this, and what's funny is I used to think about these as like. Really old, but they're not. This was like pretty like right before she was on Friends.
Yeah, this
it was
like
right before.
Like right before.
So she really wasn't like this wasn't something
like this
where,
gave her career. This gave her resume cachet.
Yeah,
and I'll bet all the producers of Friends were like, "You were
whoa, you were in Leprechaun."
Yeah,
you probably. Were in Leprechaun.
It's like remember the Madness of King George actor did Demolition Man, so that then way he could be in Madness of King George.
I don't know what that means, but sure.
The British guy that's like the main bag that wakes up Simon, he's gone on record as saying, I was in this movie because I wanted to like bolster my career so that I could be considered for playing King George.
What else is he in?
George. He's just some British dude. I don't know. He's done other stuff. But usually he just plays like the bad guy in sci-fi movies. So you know.
Was he the bad guy in Tango and Cash?
No, that was Jack Palance.
What about the fake British guy?
That was Brian James from Time Rider and Blade
Runner. Blade
Runner. He's the governor.
Yeah. Oi! What are you going to do about it? Yeah. But Jennifer Aniston, she didn't get naked in this.
No. This wasn't really, it didn't really fit in the story.
It absolutely fits in any story, in every story.
They didn't have a working shower, which is a problem.
On set?
No, on the...
In the Hollywood backlot?
Yeah. No, in the the house.
Oh, that's right. They said there wasn't much of a bathroom.
The house was terrible.
The house needed a lot of work before it could be painted.
Before it could even be painted by three guys painting company.
Yeah.
Or those three painters. What do they call it?
It was the three guys who paint.
Are they all
no, Nate and the Dick kid
the
were
little
brothers.
Kid. The Kazam
then,
kid.
And then the big retard was their buddy.
Ozzy.
Yeah.
But he was
the one who's the one who's differently abled.
Differently abled, and in the end, he schooled them all by doing the smartest thing.
He was the bravest one.
Which was by using bravery.
Courage is a form of intelligence.
Courage is a form of intelligence. It's not a form of stupidity. It's stupidity. It's going against reason to do something that we've given value to.
So all forms of intelligence are reason-based?
Many of them.
What about emotional intelligence?
His emotional IQ. Yeah. Ozzy's emotional IQ is through the roof.
It was.
And his actual IQ was in the single digits.
It's sort of an inverse relationship.
You know what's
maybe.
Funny is that he talked like a normal person except for the fact they had a southern accent.
A little bit, yeah.
Where were they supposed to be set? Where was it supposed to be set?
It was a tricky one. The kid had the 49ers hat. So
yeah, it was obviously just shot in the hills of California, Southern California.
I thought maybe that would be where it was. Like, who cares?
And yet Ozzy, who probably grew up there, was like, hey guys, what are we doing here today? We're going to paint this house.
Maybe family Okies. I mean, you know about the Dust Bowl, and like, you've read The Grapes of Wrath, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so there's anthropological context for Ozzy's accent. So here's what I figure. You know, you've got... So the town, the small town,
town with the coin collector.
Coin collectible. Yeah. That would only exist in, like, a tourist trap small town thing, which would be somewhere in California like that.
Every small town of, what, 200 people has a coin collector
shop. Well, but let's be realistic here.
Three or four Manrika.
Maybe.
True.
But that's because there's just people hawking.
Have you seen how that garbage pawn shop suddenly turned into, like, because of the success of the pawn shows?
Right.
They got new signs.
The one on 4th or 5th
Street. Yeah. It's like totally legit. And the parking lot is jam packed full. And it's like a bad commercial. Every time I drive past it every day, there's people going in and out of the doors, like scads of people. Like,
well, a lot of the lowlifes cross there, too.
No, it used to be nothing but lowlifes. It used to be absolutely nothing but lowlifes. The place was decrepit and falling apart, and the signs were bad. They are brand new, bright, neon, flashy.
So you're hating on the place for, like, stepping up in the world.
Yeah.
That's what's happening, yeah. Right?
I like to build myself up by pushing other people down. And in this case, the pawn shop people.
It's an honest business.
Yeah. Is it? I think they willingly take a lot of things that are, in the parlance of our times, hot.
That's what I mean, the lowlifes, yeah. So there you go. So that's the economy, the black and
white. I don't want to know where you got this baby, but I'll take it off your hands.
It's the world that you wanted, Zach.
Yeah.
It's not the world I wanted.
Nah.
It
is. So, back to the geographical placement. I think the California stuff's right. Well, because, spoiler alert, the second one's in L.A.
He made it perfectly clear that he can teleport across, yeah, and not just like 3,000 miles. If he teleported 6,000 miles.
If you could teleport that far, well, if you could teleport that into the future too, that's just thousands of years later.
Oh, he can teleport to the future?
No, we can't.
I think that you just proved that you can.
Well, why would you teleport into a suitcase? I think he stowed away. I think the wee people probably have, like, a hookup at, like, Dublin International Airport, let's say. Or maybe Heathrow, even.
Is it, like...
Are you making fun of this?
Is it, like...
I feel like you're not taking this seriously.
I'm saying, like, that maybe, like, in some sort of a comic that explains sort of, like you said, like, the story of how, you know, he catches him.
Is it, like, Predator, where they only show one for the first couple movies, and then the pretty soon they show this whole...
Like, the whole Leprechaun
series?
All the
Leprechauns versus people.
Yeah, and they show, like, the Leprechauns fighting on that, like, pyramid, but then it's just a flashback scene, and...
That was so stupid.
That was people must have felt so clowned when they, like, went to see Aliens versus Predator.
I know, man, because it looked so good
It at least looked like it was going to be, like, a bunch of aliens and a bunch of predators fighting. And then you go in, and then you're like, okay, Antarctica, da-da-da.
Alien versus Predator flashback sucked. Aliens versus Predator was kind of fun because it was so stupid.
Dude, that was the one that was, like, in the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah.
That wasn't fun, actually. It was. I have to disagree.
The plot was bad.
The plot was dumb, yeah.
Yeah. But no worse than Predator 2.
Predator 2 was great.
Predator 2 had Paxton.
Predator 2 was awesome.
Paxton had that great joke. That great joke about, like, you know, hey, Doc, I'm kind of busy. Can I just leave my underwear?
Yeah.
The urine, the stool, and the semen samples.
Uh-huh. That's gross.
That's a great joke. That's a good joke. And King Willy.
Yeah, King Willy. And there's a whole bunch of people getting skinned.
People.
Great movie.
It establishes that, like, hey, LA.
There was a lot of nudity in that.
It was far better than Predator 1.
There wasn't a lot of nudity. There was a little bit at the beginning.
Okay, you're the nudity pro.
I am, because you get burned. You're right. Yeah, we got burned on this one.
Like, burn notice? How's that going?
It's over. It's been over for, like, 4 years.
So he knows about burn notice.
Burn notice got kind of good towards
the end.
What
was the one? Oh, Franklin and Bash. How did that end?
I didn't watch that.
Shut your line.
Procedurals are boring.
You watch Franklin and Bash, Rosalian Isles.
Nope.
You watch Suits.
Nope.
Oh, Mr. Robot?
I haven't watched Mr. Robot.
I just read that Leverage is coming back.
Oh.
On a Netflix or something, right?
On something, yeah.
Yeah. I heard about that. I was gonna chirp you guys about it, but...
Leverage. So you can catch up on Leverage now.
Well, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait for
you
them...
You can also watch Leverage.
...to do the whole the whole series, the whole movies and everything.
All of them, like the whole series and everything, all the movies.
I want to be able to have it as a package.
You want to be able to consume it all in one sitting.
Yes.
57 hours of Leverage starting today.
Oh my God.
That'd give you more leverage for the podcast.
Oh boy.
Get it, guys?
I get it.
It's just a leverage only podcast.
How many Law and Orders are there? They've diminished, right?
Well, there's no more Law and Order. They just unceremoniously canceled that.
Really?
Yeah. That was a joke on 30 Rock about it.
Wasn't that the longest running show ever?
No. Dick Wolf wanted it to be. Gunsmoke was live action. I think The Simpsons is surpassed.
Simpsons is, and nonfiction, it's 60 Minutes, which has been on for like 70 years or something like that.
Yeah, 60 Minutes is... for a while.
It's still on after Mike Wallace passed.
Yeah, of course.
and Andy Rooney. He's dead, right?
Yeah.
What about the...
They replaced him with the guy from the Funk Dat videos.
What does that mean?
What was that guy's name?
Seagat?
Yeah, Seagat. They replaced him replaced Andy Rooney with that guy.
Funk Dat. Like, it never fails, never fails.
Get a life!
I'm just chilling, minding my own business.
Why is it every time I listen to the radio?
Was that on before or after The Grind?
That was Beavis and Butthead.
Whatever, I don't know what that means.
That video was only ever played on Beavis and Butthead.
Man. Funk Dat.
Funk Dat. And then I think because of Beavis and Butthead, I think it got infused into like the high 70s of the like top 100 of the year countdown one year.
Really? You did?
I think so.
We should talk about you watching The Grind, though. Yes. Was it only masturbatory, or what, did you actually get
some? I never watched it.
You watched it all the time. You did.
I didn't. It was on in the mornings before I went to school.
It was on in the afternoons.
No. It was on the afternoons.
It was on right before that, the show where they do like the countdown with like the guy with the mullet.
Adam Curry?
Yeah, so you'd watch it like leading up to the other show.
No, you watched those shows, dude.
No, that was you.
And then I was like, what's this?
Oh, I said, like, oh, what's this?
No, that was you.
That was you.
Deny.
I never willingly watched The Grind.
Okay.
Only accidentally. Yeah. Only accidentally would you sit there for 40 minutes and watch The Grind.
The whole, like, you know, beach house marathon. Anyway, yeah, so the 90s. We had Leprechaun.
All those chicks were like threes and fours, grind. Too.
Yeah, it was bad.
They were wearing like long jean shorts. Stuff like that.
Capri pants?
Yeah. No, this was before capri pants.
No.
Just when they were just long.
Right.
Like John Cena long. For okay. Women.
John Cena for... The John Cena collection for women?
John Dinner.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, do we got any... sort of conclusion.
There was some okay little gore bits in it, a couple little things.
But it was kind of cheap gore too. Like it could have gone further. Like it was like they like put like syrup on a guy's face rather than
yeah,
like really
I liked that.
Ripping
that
some right. stuff off.
They did some eyeball work.
Eyeball work was good. It was quick. It didn't overstay its welcome. It got moving.
It overstayed its welcome. About half of the movie was sequences of him running.
There was a lot
and
of
and like he must have been wearing like a Steadicam wrapped around his waist that could just look at his shoes as he's like awkwardly running through the woods like this.
Dude, so they happy did about running.
They oh, did he was not so psyched.
They did
he
not so stimp psyched. on those on the buckle budget. But I mean, of course, he was stoked. 10 years, he hadn't been able to run. He hadn't been able to eat.
I do like the idea.
I bet he was doing push-ups in there and stuff, like sit-ups.
Like getting all prison workout.
No, he was all weak.
I bet he was doing some push-ups and stuff.
Yeah, but if he has no protein to sustain that, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're just breaking down muscle with nothing to build it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's you know the anatomy of leprechaun muscle?
No, but that's how it works for people.
They're leprechaun.
They showed
leprechaun are people, too.
When he got broken down, they showed that he you know, has, like, a skeleton.
He had green stuff when he shot him. It wasn't...
Well, maybe he can photosynthesize.
Yes, maybe he can photosynthesize.
Maybe he's like the characters in Knights of Sidonia.
Like, he just consumes chlorophyll?
Or, no, light.
He didn't like
it. He has chlorophyll in his blood, and that's why he's green.
He ate that cereal and spit it out.
Yeah, even though he thought
it was his dad.
It was in honor of his father.
He was going to eat it because he thought it was his dad.
That stuff's so gross. Have you ever eaten that?
Lucky Charms?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
You like that?
No. I used to as a kid.
I don't think I ever liked any of those shitty kids' cereals.
So it's just sugary. There was an old Calvin and Hobbes strip where he eats something called... The cereal he eats in that strip was chocolate-covered sugar bombs. And... he pours himself a huge bowl, and Hobbs is like, "How can you eat that? It's just pure sugar." And he's like, "No, it says it's part of a balanced breakfast." And he's like, "And the front of it shows a guy eating 14 grapefruits and a loaf of bread and all this other stuff to go along with it." Like the idea that how they used to show part of this balanced breakfast on commercials, and it was like a plate full of oranges and like all the things to counteract the fact that you're just eating carbs and sugar for the
right,
you know. And it's always like. With 13, it's fortified with 13 vitamins, and it's like, if you add milk, like, all the vitamins are just in the milk, like, vitamin D and this and all this stuff is just in the milk, it's not in the cereal.
They had that was a recurring cereal on this strip, right?
Yeah, all the time.
A few
times,
yeah, that was his go-to thing. Oh, man, there is not a comic strip like that anymore, is there? Like, a good I haven't read them since then. I haven't read the funnies in a long time.
I don't know.
It's kind of too bad.
It's because you lost your funny.
Mm-hmm. I did. I'll get it back someday.
You've gotten it back a few times, and it just went right back away.
Hey,
you got to treat your funny like it's your gold.
That's life. They got to covet it. If they take me funny, they won't live through the night.
Your personal style these days is like common, and he has focused on his craft,
right?
And he's perfected it.
What is his craft?
I don't know. But if you're already modeling yourself after him physically, so you might as well model yourself after him motivationally.
Ah.
Go after what you want and don't stop till you get it.
Is he common playing the All-Star Celebrity game?
Is he good? Usually, the kid from Malcolm in the Middle. No, wait, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart didn't play this year. He coached.
Oh, really? He won the MVP like last 4 years in a row.
Four in a row, yeah.
Something like that.
So is he like a really good shooter or something? Because he's small.
He's fast and small, and yeah, he shoots three.
He beat Draymond Green in that shooting contest.
Did he really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch him.
He beat him by one shot.
But the Malcolm kid. They had Bieber was actually pretty good. Bieber could play a little bit.
None of them were good.
They were okay. They were okay.
Michael Rapaport.
Yeah, Rapaport. He's all right.
Superboy.
He's just a boy.
Star ratings. Most important for
Leprechaun?
The Leprechaun 1.
I'm
going to
go 4.75.
4.75 out of 5?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2.
2 for Zach?
A 2 out of 2?
2 out of... What do we do? 5. 4 or 5?
We do it at 5.
2 out of 5.
Why are you going that low?
You didn't it wasn't it? Good.
You didn't it was alright.
Got some funny stuff.
Pogo stick?
That was pretty good. I'll give it a 2.5.
Extra half star.
Yeah. First time, is that the first time anybody's ever talked to Zach?
First time someone's ever been murdered with a pogo stick.
No, but seriously, is that the first time you ever changed your
star? Like in the middle of doing it? Probably. I think I've changed it from the time that I got out of the movie to the time we finally talked about it because I ruminated and stewed in my mental juices.
Yeah. We're generally pretty quick with our turnaround, so like we don't
and my other juices.
Take a lot of time. You don't take a lot of time to forget stuff, but you also don't take a lot of time to marinate on things. So it's sort of a trade-off. But I think
it's racist. I like that.
You mean against Irish people?
Yeah.
Is that really racist?
And women.
It's totally racist against
are
women.
Are you kidding me? The damsel super force with the bear trap. She uses brute strength.
Did
to
you
save
miss
him.
The scene where he goes, he shoves a broom at her and he's like, "Here, maybe you should start to learn how to use this thing." And she's like, she rolls her eyes at him like, "Ah." Then 5 seconds later, they come out of the house, and she's proudly holding the broom. She's like, "I'm getting pretty good at this, huh?"
Well, that's like their playful back and forth. Because like he asked her, "Do you know how to use this to the shotgun?" and a few other things. Like, there's
you're
a back
so
and forth.
Quick to defend misogyny.
It's not, though.
Oh.
I think they have a pretty
and
good
denying
chemistry.
It, also.
I think okay with him, like,
maybe
yeah,
they brought Lee
like,
Brackett
like,
in or somebody. To
yeah, what happened to the dad? How come we never showed back up?
He got bit in the hand and then he had GTFO.
He had rabies. Leprechaun rabies.
Leprechaun rabies. They could have showed him at the end. Like, he gets out of the truck. He's like, "Hey, guys, I just heard." Like, he gets out of... He just got bit in the hand. He wouldn't
I
have
forgot
to...
that he was in the movie.
Yeah, he kind of didn't matter.
You needed him there.
Maybe you should go back and give him that, too.
No, because they cut the fat quickly. They're like, this dad character...
They didn't kill him.
Well, but if they did,
he got bit on the hand.
I thought that they did kill him. That's what I thought. I thought they were like pulling down through that,
and like it'd be like a Goldfinger thing, and like his body doesn't fit, so he gets all crushed, and
that's what I thought was going to happen,
like juiced or something.
I didn't see
it's just like skin.
Instead, it's just like I wouldn't even go to the hospital for that. I would have been
like the end of Alien Resurrection.
That too. Yeah, oh, that's a good one. That's a good reference.
You get sucked out of a hole like this big.
Yeah.
How many stars
in? I think I have to give it a 3 out of 5.
You guys are so full of shit.
Zach's favorite number. No, I have a lot of nostalgia for it. I mean, like I said, back in the heyday, I think I got quite a bit of joy just out of watching the trailer for this thing on the old Problem Child VHS. And then
it was really made,
as a kid, it was really funny to watch.
It was just made in this era where, like, so the Child's Play movies weren't like. Even early on, they were more scary, but as they became more self-aware, they didn't do what this movie does, which is like the music's always like... It's obviously stupid, and it's shot with really bright lights, and it just doesn't look like a movie. It looks like something that was on the WB.
It does look like... It looks very WB. I will give you that.
So it's just like there. It either needs to have some scary or better self-awareness, because the latter Chucky's were shot pretty well. They were shot like they were horror, and there's actually blood and guts and stuff, which, you know, this had some of that and everything, but like...
It had the hand coming out of the telephone.
That was pretty good. Yeah, there's little bits and pieces that were...
It becomes more self-aware.
Still not better than 2.5, though.
It still comes... 2.5
men?
I mean...
2.5 men.
I mean, like I said, that extra half star for me is just, like I said, I can't divorce myself from the experience of enjoying it as a kid.
As a child.
Yeah,
so
that's a hell of a way to put it.
You're going to let your nostalgia.
Well, I could try. I mean, it's more insincere to objectively say, like, I think that objectively.
I added a half a point because of the pogo stick.
He did.
I gotta say, and this is maybe a little prejudice, but just like a little person running around and like riding on tricycles and in little tiny like Shriner's cars, that's pretty funny.
and he gets roller skates.
Yeah, he gets pulled over by a cop.
and he stops.
There's some good humor in it, but I don't think any of that was intentional.
It's pretty hard to argue when he gets all like Elmer Fudd, Bugs Bunny through the fence that's not supposed to be. Like,
but that wasn't funny.
Stupid. Yeah, but it shows they're trying. They're throwing a lot.
They picked the wrong things
stuff
to try to be funny about in that.
That's what happens though.
What about?
So you're saying that you think that the humor is sort of...
It just didn't work for
about,
me.
Yeah, I understand.
How funny it was when he got his hand burned and he said, "Now we're cooking."
Yeah, that was good.
No, the funny part about that was that
he had some good little puns in there. He had some good little
puns. I think that was the only
pun. He should have flipped it with the spatula.
And cooked the other side.
The other side.
And then eaten part of his hand or something.
And he's like, blood rare.
Too far, guys.
It's like a hand steak or something. I don't know what he would say. Anyway, that was the Leprechaun 1.
I like how you quickly glossed over your terrible joke right there.
Well,
and then you're like, oh, then
I figured to leave the audience laughing. Yeah. Leave them with something to make them laugh.
Did that guy ever use your words that you can
say? We don't know. That's going to become something at some point, maybe.
If you would have just put them on a different file like any normal person
would
have done.
That's embarrassing.
Not, so embarrassing.
No. No, we're about transparency here. You don't get to fully appreciate how futile things are unless you.
Nobody
have pure
wants to know how the donuts are made, Ian.
Donuts are made with dough thrown into fat.
Dude, they stir
it
with
frying.
Their dicks and stuff. Nobody wants to see that.
No one stirs a donut with.
We
their
stir
dick.
This donut with our dicks, and you just showed the world our dicks.
I think you're using your dick and your donut in the wrong way, man.
You don't get to tell me how to
Todd
use
oil. It's not okay. It's not VO5.
Todd
is that
oil.
A shampoo?
That was the stuff that made your hair, your curly cues, right?
How do you know?
Because it was an ad.
Like
it was on TV.
How do you know?
I don't have any hair anymore from using VO5 hot oil.
Oh, was it actually hot oil?
It was like,
Jerry Curl stuff. Yeah, every time I think of that, I think of those Herbal Essences commercials where the girl was like having an orgasm while she did her hair. And then they did one of those on Saturday Night Live and it was for men. And Will Ferrell's in court. He's like a lawyer. And he's like, oh, I just gotta, he's like, I don't feel fresh enough or something. And he starts doing that. And so like with the girl thing, it's like, yes, yes, yes. And he was going, it's like eyes are rolling back into his head. He's just making these gross noises. And then we cut to other shots of guys in like their everyday life putting shampoo on, making these disgusting orgasm noises.
The fairer sex is the fairer sex for a reason. Happy International Women's
Week. Yeah, that's a gift to women everywhere, right there. You really threw them a little,
A bone. A dick and a donut?
Ouch.
Curse you, the Fuel Podcast.
Full transparency. Complete transparency. If you don't get the joke, then...
There's no joke.
It's not for you.
You might as well just call this Misogyny the Podcast.
Mr. Ogeny,
the podcast.
So next week, Leprechaun 2 then?
Leprechaun 2.
Or Leprechaun Origin?
Leprechaun 2.
We'll never know the origin then.
They get into it in 2. There's more about like him needing to find a wife and stuff. Yeah, there's more lore.
So
he does have a wife, yeah.
No, a wife. He needs to find a wife.
And a knife?
He lives in a tree in L.A., and then he befriends like this guy that like does like the maps to the stars.
Oh, yeah.
They planted him recently, but yeah.
Let's not talk about it let's not put the.
Well, I'm just giving him a little taste, little breadcrumbs.
Yeah, I don't want the horse in there.
Little breadcrumbs to lead him to the gingerbread house.
The gingerbread house that is Leprechaun 2.
Yes, the gingerbread house that Leprechaun 2 built.
We haven't already podcasted about these?
No, we haven't.
We've only been podcasting about Steven Seagal movies for like the last several years.
And we didn't even scratch the surface.
No, we didn't. Because
is he turning his tune again?
Well, Zach gave up on it.
You guys cowered it out. I didn't cower about anything. I've got Steven Seagal movies, Leprechaun, Critters.
Our one listener, Jeff, stated his support for a Seagal only podcast.
I've got Barton Fink on Blu-ray ready to go.
He said I can get down with this Seagal only idea. In response to what I said in one of them,
that would be so painful.
I think how about this? We spread them out.
Yeah, like you do.
Ian, don't get all condescending.
I'm not being condescending.
He's being calm and descending.
Calm and descending. Calm and descending. Yeah, he looks like calm.
The descent of calm.
Yeah, he's back. Beautiful.
All right. Yeah. Later, assholes.